Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Patrick Murphy, superintendent of the Mount Olive School District. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Our topic of conversation today is a continuation, I guess we could say, in a way, of a conversation we had in July concerning the Southern Macoupin Consortium for Innovation and Career Pathways. And just recently, on September the 10th, it was announced that the Southern Macoupin Consortium was going to receive a state grant of $2 million. And if you could, sort of bring us up to date. One, the Southern Macoupin Consortium, what is it? And then we'll get to what the state grant's all about.
The South Macoupin Consortium for Innovation and Career Pathways is six schools that have combined together so we can provide a curriculum choices for all our students that would more than any one school could provide with a combination. Those six schools include Carlinville, Southwestern, Gillespie, Staunton, Bunker Hill, and Mount Olive.
This group of schools obviously are all going to share in this grant. It was for $2 million. Could you explain sort of how the grant came about? And like I said, it was announced on September 10th. And then what sort of will it be used for, or how will it be used?
Absolutely. And what we've done is we've all signed an intergovernmental agreement that we're planning this year, but we hope to start with, it's our goal to start in the year of 2021, so fall of 20, where we're going to have these career pathways set up for students that can go to different schools and locations for those things, such as if a welding program, if Staunton has virtual welders and the Mount Olive School District does not have a welding program, our students, we plan on setting up a curriculum where our students can go over to Staunton for 2 or 3 hours a day and get the welding and then other classes that go along with that. And so they would get an opportunity for that curriculum, which isn't provided by our school. The money that we addressed, the $2 million, was a grant from the state to get us started in this process. School districts will be purchasing, when the money arrives, will be purchasing such things as virtual welders and different vocational things that we need to start a program. Mount Olive has metal machinery, so we'll be offering metals in the 2021 school year for students, and we plan on buying a second metal machine as well as modernize our computers, because when you actually design the metals, it's actually the computerized program that actually designs what you're going to be cutting with the machinery, and so we have to modernize our vocational area in that manner. So each school's got a plan that's going to best meet the six schools group, our consortium plan, that will help us give the best possible curriculum to all our students.
As you said, the money is not available yet. Is there any time frame on when that money might be available for the various districts to move ahead with whatever they may be purchasing or doing?
And as we've known for many years, and we've discussed this before on this radio station, with the state, it's sometimes difficult to estimate a time frame when money is coming in. Since this is state money and there still is a backlog of bills at the state level, they're processing this right now, and there's hope that it'll be in before this month is over. But like I stated, we've had many times before where sometimes the state gets a little backlog. So we're hoping this money arrives soon so we can start the building and the process necessary to have all this ready to go for next fall.
You mentioned that, Mount Olive was in metals and so forth. How did the group of six schools or the members that are working with the consortium, how did they go about saying, okay, this school is this school is that? How did you all decide who's going to sort of specialize in what?
That's a very good question that the principals and guidance counselors are working on still today. They've met on two separate occasions and will continue to meet to determine what are the pathways that are going to be developed for our students. We're just through initial talks, like, for example, we found of the six schools, Mount Olive is the only one that has a metals program, which makes us a clear choice for in the metals area. Other schools have very much advanced auto mechanics programs. So by communicating with the principals and guidance counselors sitting around a table and sharing what they currently have, then we can say, okay, well, it makes logical sense that we do this one here or do this one here. It also makes geographic sense that we may share some programs where Southwestern may have welding as well as Staunton, but it's not geographically feasible for the Mount Olive students to go all the way to Southwestern, so we may have two or three established programs. So for geographics as well, that our principals and guidance counselors have been meeting and will continue to meet to sort those issues through.
When you say pathways and careers, and we've been talking about welding, auto, working with metals and things like that, is this consortium also dealing with things like maybe people who are going on to other fields, say it be nursing or accounting or things? Is this also in this?
Absolutely, and that's probably what excites me the most about this program, is that it's just not CTEI, which is career and tech. It also can be accounting. It can be legal. I want to be a lawyer, and what pathway can I take with that? Teaching. I just read where Bloomington Normal starting a career pathway with teaching, where they're teaching, and I shared with my principal just the other day, this is sort of one of the pathways that we were trying to plan and develop as well, where we have such a teacher shortage in the state of Illinois. It would be a wonderful career pathway for our six schools to have the opportunity, if our students were to consider being a teacher, that we could provide them with a career pathway to show them what it's like to be a teacher, to show them what's involved in developing a curriculum, to show them what's involved with the student management of a classroom, to show them what's involved with planning of lessons on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, and then also then giving them firsthand experience of putting them in front of students and how that works. So a teaching pathway is a possibility. The nursing program. Schools that currently don't have programs are looking at developing new programs, such as the Staunton Hospital is right there beside the Staunton School District. They're talking about starting a nursing pathway where they can possibly work with the cooperation with the Staunton Hospital. Another key player in this is Blackburn College. Blackburn College is offered to work with our six schools to provide their resources to our students as well. So when we talk about teaching, Blackburn currently offers teaching. We may send students to Blackburn College through part of the day for those also part of this consortium, so give them career pathways through what Blackburn College has to offer.
Having not attended high school in many, many years, I know now there's things like dual credits, where high school students can take a class and it helps them with credits towards college and things like that. Is things like that also on the table here?
Absolutely. Mount Olive is very proud that we send kids to universities and major colleges. When we offer currently, it's 26 dual, when we talk about dual credit, that means a child takes a class in school, in a public school or somewhere else, which counts as high school credit, but it also counts as college credit. And when we do that, then when that child proceeds and goes to, let's say, the University of Illinois, those credits go with them, and those credits are transfers over with them, and these kids who graduate from Mount Olive High School can go into the University of Illinois or many other different colleges with up to 20, at this point, 26 dual credits, which means they're almost at a sophomore level by the time they enter the university. It's a wonderful advantage to kids who plan on attending universities to have these dual credits in the place, because it helps them get through the college experience. Especially easily in 4 years, if students are ambitious, they can do it in 3 years, and which can be a great savings to them and their family. Blackburn College is offering dual credits, is working with us to offer dual credits for the classes that they would like to help us provide.
I know Blackburn has something. I interviewed a past president there. They recently introduced something called, a special program for Macoupin students, where it made attending, if you were from Macoupin, easier. I guess things like that might work out well for the whole county, right?
The Macoupin County Promise, I believe, is what you're referring to. And that was established last year by Blackburn College. And what that stated was that any family in Macoupin County that's making $60,000 a year or less in the family income, those children can attend Blackburn College tuition free. And I do know how it's affected. I can speak for Mount Olive. Mount Olive, who has sent a few kids over the past 10 years to Blackburn College, I believe sent 4 students to Blackburn College this fall. So it's been a great benefit for the students of Mount Olive to have this new plan in place with Blackburn College. So So I'm very pleased with the Blackburn promise to help our Macoupin County students.
Earlier in our conversation, you talked about the fact you are still in process of putting everything together, evaluating this, evaluating that. And let me just ask you, as we come towards the end of the program, when will you probably have everything pretty well, let's say at least set for the start of this program, which you said was 2020? When will, like, most of the decisions be made of who's going to offer what and how you're going to do it? When do you anticipate that'll be done?
That's a very good question, and it puts us under sort of a tight timeline, because we actually start registering students for next year's classes in January. January and February is when schools normally take in and take a sit down with a student and go, okay, what do you want to take next year's classes? So we are going to have this done by the end of this calendar year, by the end of December this year. We have to have, in order for this to be ready to go for the 2021 school year, we have to have this outlined by the end of December 2019, because then when we sit down with our juniors and seniors next year, we will have this map that we can put in front of them and say, okay, here's all the offers that we now can offer you. But in order to have that ready, we've got to complete this process. So this, we have work to do, and we have, and I know, but I have very much all the confidence in the world that our principals, our guidance counselors, and the superintendents will sit and work through this process and have this ready to go for the 2021 school year.
One final question, just because of the fact of, as you say, it's sort of not feasible sometimes maybe for a Mont Olive student to go to Southwestern or whatever the situation may be. Are you still working on that, of how the logistics behind getting from, say, Carlinville to Bunker Hill or this or that? How will students do that?
Yes, and it's something that we've had discussions about, and when we'll finalize that will be probably February or March, once we see what the number of students we are talking about needs to be transported between these schools. But some of the options that we have is the Macoupin County Transit has worked very well. Kent Tarrow and his group have worked very well with public schools in to provide transportation in the past, and we may take advantage of the Macoupin County Transit. We also may actually provide public, if our numbers are high enough, we will provide school busing if that's necessary for this area as well. And then the third area that we've already done in the past is that juniors and seniors are old enough to drive, so our students can transport themselves, and we may do that depending on where our numbers fall with that. So that's sort of what we're looking at, but it's going to depend on our total numbers before a final decision's made and what direction we go there.
Well, the consortium seems very interesting, and as we alluded to, we've had one talk about it. This makes our second talk, and I think probably it'll be real interesting to revisit the situation, as you say, come after January, when things will pretty well have to be in place. But thank you for joining us today on the Forum program.
You're welcome.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.